Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm tired of waiting. today, I'll be talking about Inse measurement of vertical distribution of radiocesium concentration in Fukushima soil. First, I want to talk about Japan and California. Red is Japan. The blue part is Tokyo. The red part is Fukushima. The right side is California. The underside is Los Angeles and Long Beach and San Diego. Actually, and area of Japan is almost as same as that of California. So, the distance from Tokyo to Fukushima is same as distance from Los Angeles to San Diego. Anyway, so 2011, March 11th, the Great East Japan Earthquake was happened. The tsunami caused Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power accident. So radioactive materials were released, especially cesium, in natural field. Let me mention vertical distribution of cesium in soil. Vertical axis shows depth from the surface. Horizontal axis shows cesium concentration. As you can see, the cesium is absorbed by soil 0 to 5 centimeters. So you can easily image like a pudding. But now, after 3 years from the accident, many agricultural fields are disturbed by wild birds and heavy winds. So the agricultural field is like that. So that's why we must measure the vertical distribution and spatial distribution of cesium for decontamination. So current method is taking soil sampling and bringing back university and research institute and measuring the cesium concentration. After that, decontaminating the field. But this method taking a lot of time and cost and labor. Ideal method is using a device to measure the cesium concentration in the field. After that, decontaminate the field soon. So we developed the device. So in this study, using INSE device, we developed evaluating to applicability of INSE device before and after decontamination. What you see here is an INSE device for measuring the vertical distribution of cesium in soil using Geiger mirror tubes. The name is Dojo-kun. In other words, Mr. Soil in English. So detail of device. So 100 millimeter tall and 18 millimeter in diameter. The Geiger mirror tubes are located at every one centimeter between red plate. So this device could detect the cesium concentration only 3 minutes. How to use it? First, digging a hole with a orange one and put into the device on the hole and waiting the only 3 minutes. Move to method. The experimental area was Fukushima. Iitate Bridge, Fukushima. The measurement point were 12 points. But in this presentation, I will talk only the compartment. So we measured the cesium concentration of soil sampling every 2 centimeters, and we measured the cesium concentration with device every 1 centimeter. So we separated the field with plastic wall and put the water, swept water away with telescope brush on 3 times before and after decontamination. We took a soil sampling and measured cesium. I forgot to tell you, this is me. So let's move to results. So this data is D3. So vertical axis shows depth from the surface. Horizontal axis shows radio cesium concentration. Field circle means field circle represents before decontamination, and blank circle represent after decontamination of device. So as you can see, our device could detect the decrease of cesium concentration after decontamination. This data is a soil sampling. Field square means before decontamination, and blank square means after decontamination of soil sampling. So notice that there are some differences. These differences is larger in deeper from the surface. D1 and D2 also, these data of device, and this is a soil, these are soil sampling data. So we are thinking there are three causes. First, so disturbance of topsoil when we set the device, and secondly, effect of radiation scattering and attenuation in soil. Thirdly, effect of potassium-40, because potassium-40 is in natural environment and emits the radiation. So we measured we analyzed the potassium-40 with germanium scintillation detector. Here is this is the result. And this result means potassium-40 has an insignificant effect on our device. Discussion. So the device could detect the decrease of cesium concentration after decontaminating in the field. Some difference were found between device between device and soil samplings. However, these causes were not clearly. So this device has still problems. However, it is useful to measure cesium concentration in actual field. That's why we measured the special distribution of cesium in the field. The field was also Fukushima. It at bridge. So we set some measurement, 49 measurement points, and we measured the cesium concentration of soil sampling every 2 centimeters, that of using device, and ground elevation, and volumetric water content. This is the result. So to tell the truth, so I've just started to analyze them, so I don't know the detail clearly, but probably some relation there are some relationship. Anyway, more precious calibration and analysis are needed. In conclusion, more precious calibration considering radiation scattering and attenuation is needed to use the INST device in the actual field. If we can, so it is possible to know the spatial distribution of cesium easily. The INST device, Dojo-kun, is promising to evaluate the decontamination rate in a short time in the field Fukushima. That point is extremely important to measure the cesium in actual field. I appreciate them. Thank you very much.
Do we have questions? Go ahead, Greg.
I have two. One, the field study, was it cesium 137? You just said cesium, was it? All the field studies?
And most of cesium is cesium 137.
So what's the difference between 134 and 137 cesium?
So there are difference. The 134 is the half life is 2 years and half, but 137 cesium is about 32 years half time. So in this study, we conducted from maybe 3 years after accident. So this device could detect maybe most of could detect the 137 cesium. Yeah.
Right.
We use the contaminated soil. How much soil was removed from the
surface? Oh, very good. This is a very good question.
Roughly, remove a layer of soil, right?
Yeah. So when we decontaminate, it's a good question. I don't know how depth clearly.
Maybe I could help with this because. Yeah. I've also been working with them and Dr. Mizuguchi, and the idea is not to remove the upper surface. The idea is a very good soil physics idea of mixing up the soil and to allow the silt and sand fraction to sink again, but only what remains in the solution is the clay fraction, and that can be taken off. So ideally, not much leaves. Just the clay that's bound to cesium 137 will be removed. And
thank you. Just so. This is the answer.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for it.
Thank you so much.